Can't think of a better way to spend an evening with Halloween approaching than with the latest installment of Little Lit, that project launched by Art Spiegelman and Françoise Mouly that connects the comic with children's book authors and illustrators, or comics illustrators and authors with children's book themes. However one puts it, though, the result of this third collection in the series, It Was a Dark and Silly Night, is a dazzling fusion of both art forms into something new, unexpected, and thoroughly absorbing. There are 12 stories in this oversized volume, and as an added bonus, there are end papers by Martin Hanford, well known for his Where's Waldo books. On the inside cover at the beginning of the book, a horde of monsters threatens to engulf a teeming Everytropolis, like some kind of graphic version of the War of the Worlds. By book's end, though, the monster population has happily joined the hustle and bustle of the human community. Even Waldo makes a token and only partial appearance, but of course you'll have to hunt for him. Inside the end papers, the stories themselves are provocative, absurdist fables by such writers and artists as Neil Gaiman, Gahan Wilson, Barbara McClintock, Patrick MacDonald, William Joyce, J. Otto Sebald, Vivian Walsh, and the late Basil Wolverton. Each story takes its title and opening line from the title of the whole volume and then plays with the idea through its own original riffs. The opening chapter by Lemony Snicket and Richard Sala is a good example of where you can go with this premise. It deconstructs the idea of silly itself, breaking it down into an acronym that stands for Somewhat Intelligent, Largely Laconic Yeti, and then connects the blue snowman who appears one night outside the window of a little girl named Lucretia with the girl's own spirit quest. Like the Yeti, she is a little lonely herself, and one day, after having everyone doubt her vision, she wanders off to find the snowman, and in the end, well, I won't spoil it for you. These are unusual stories, thank goodness. They don't take the predictable, stereotypical paths through the woods, but they do take us to some wonderful and blissfully silly, happily ever afters.